Father Kevin Shemiga, I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Thursday is from John's Gospel. Jesus lifted his eyes to heaven and he prayed, "I pray not only for these, but also for those who believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I've given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I and them, you and me, that they may be brought to perfection as one." John tells us in the words of Jesus that we are to be one with him, and we are able then to bear good fruit, that is, good works. The Holy Spirit draws us into union with Jesus, and we share in his works of holiness. We also hear in the Gospel of Matthew, "Just so every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them." These passages help us to understand the fruits of the Holy Spirit in which we pray for this week. They are observable to behaviors of people who have allowed the grace of the Holy Spirit to be effective in them. The tradition of the church lists 12 fruits, and I will list them: charity and generosity, joy and gentleness, peace, faithfulness, patience, modesty, kindness, self-control, goodness, chastity. We know we are imperfect people, but without the Spirit of God drawn on us this day, we're unable to follow the crucified and risen one, Jesus, who pours forth the Holy Spirit. These days we plead for the Spirit of God, fulfilled in the Pentecost feast. We pray, "Come, Holy Spirit of God."